I'm going to summarize here in a special report the sermon that I gave at my church just recently. And it's a message that I was told by one of the members of the church, a message that Glenn Beck then gave, almost the exact same message the following day. And I'm not at all claiming that Glenn Beck copied my church sermon. Rather, I think that many of us are coming to very similar realizations about what's happening in the world and about AI and about faith and spirituality. So again, not claiming he copied me, and actually his was broadcast before this was broadcast, but here's my message. This is what I said on, what was it, January 5th. I said that 2025 will be the year of seduction because of AI, because of artificial images, artificial videos, artificial girlfriends, artificial, you know, friends in the AI realm, artificial avatars, artificial news, all of this. AI is an amazing technology, and we are using it to empower human beings with knowledge and to bypass censorship and, you know, bypass disinformation that's put out by governments and big pharma, etc. But AI also comes with many risks and downsides or dangers for society. And one of those is the risk that people become seduced by AI, and they end up being consumed by AI worlds, these fake worlds or fake relationships, or deceived by the fake videos, fake images, and so on. And I said that we're going to have such incredible deception and such a psychological attacks on us, and so many strange things happening, maybe a faked alien invasion or a real invasion from a foreign country, or, you know, psychological operations, false flags, all kinds of things like that, that will be so significant that we need to stay centered in our morals, our values, our love for humanity, and our faith with God. That's what's going to, I think, differentiate people in 2025, is that question of, can you stay centered in your faith and in your humanity? Can you maintain your morals, your values, and your discernment, even in a time when we are being universally deceived? Because there are bad actors out there that will, of course, exploit AI technology for nefarious purposes. They will use it to deceive. They will use it to control. They will use it to destroy. And I'm not saying that all AI technology is bad. It's not. I'm going to use AI technology from a pro-human point of view. But there are bad actors who will use it as a weapon. So this is a very important year to remember who we are, how we got here, and to keep our Creator not just in mind, but to give thanks to our Creator for our very existence. Now, if you're a person who is not someone who believes in God, or not a person of faith, or not a person who reads the Bible, I completely understand that, because that's where I used to come from as well. For most of my life, I wasn't interested in the Bible. I always did believe in God, by the way, but I wasn't interested in reading or learning or teaching the Bible. So I understand that. But because of the rise of AI and the demonic entities that are trying to exploit it as a weapon against humanity, this is a good time, if you're ever interested in spirituality or in the Bible, which is really quite fascinating, if you're ever interested in it, this is a great year to start reading it and learning about it, because it connects you with where you came from, where your ancestors came from, and who you are. And it's a great anchor to remind us that we are not machines, and that merging with machines is actually a form of death or, you know, suicide. It's not a healthy thing to want to merge with machines. It is a healthy thing to want to be with God and to want to be in heaven eventually after this life, but not at all healthy to think that machines are gods, or that we should worship those machines as gods, you know, talk about false idols. That's the most outrageous example of false idols, is thinking that your machine is your god, or that the world created by the machine is the real world, you know, the virtual reality, or the virtual avatar, the virtual girlfriend. Like I said earlier, a lot of young men are going to be really seduced by virtual girlfriends, because those virtual girlfriends will pay attention to them, where perhaps real women in the real world don't pay attention to them. I can see a lot of young, sort of unpopular men, maybe incels as they're called, really falling in love with machines. And that's going to be very seductive and destructive at the same time. So those of you listening who are parents or grandparents, and you have younger people in your family, keep an eye on them and remind them of who they are and where they came from and have that connection with reality. That's why homeschooling is great. And that's why raising kids on a farm is great, or teaching kids how to garden or to have hands-on contact in the real world with chickens or gathering eggs or farm animals or what have you. You know, something that's real, to remind them that you're not just part of a machine. This is going to become really critical this year and beyond. Now, in terms of technology versus God, because this is a very important discussion and an area of discernment, technology cannot create life. Technology, I'm talking about AI tech, it can create the simulation of life or the illusion of life. It can create convincing videos, convincing songs. I've used it for that. And I really enjoy AI augmented song creation because it helps me express my humanity, by the way. So yeah, AI tools can also be used for pro-human purposes and to help share information and knowledge and help uplift people. But never confuse an AI-generated avatar with a real person. Do not confuse an AI-generated world with the real world. Do not confuse AI-generated pictures with real photography, for example. So one of the things that I do, you may have noticed that my special reports, called Health Ranger Reports, when I distribute those now, I have them illustrated and captioned by AI engines. So I actually run them through an AI engine to put in captions so they have the English words there, which a lot of people have said they appreciate. So that helps those who are hearing impaired to be able to enjoy the content. But I also have AI illustrate the concepts that I'm talking about. And if you're watching this right now, you should note that there are probably illustrations that are accompanying this special report. But I specifically use an illustration style that immediately announces that this is not a photograph. This is not a real, you know, scene. This is an illustration. So I use illustrations through AI, like ink on parchment or pencil sketch on a canvas or watercolors or ink sketches, things like that, to let you know that this is an illustration and it's not a real photograph. And I do that on purpose, even though I could have the AI engine create photorealistic images that look like photographs. I do not do that because I don't want to confuse people about what's real and what's not real, what's just a simulation or an illustration. Now, I saw an AI generated video just yesterday that appeared to depict Nancy Pelosi on a walker in Congress, in the House of Representatives, and then collapsing and chasing down maybe a senator. I forgot who was in the video. But it was described as AI. And clearly it was not a real video. But if you didn't know that, it would have been very convincing as a video. It could have easily been deceptively promoted with a caption that says, oh, this just happened in the Senate chambers or the House chambers yesterday. And a lot of people would have believed it precisely because it was so visually convincing. And that will happen a lot this year and in the years to come. And perhaps there will be laws passed that say you have to have a disclaimer or a symbol that indicates that this is AI generated and something like that. It's very possible that could happen. And what's interesting about that from an economic point of view is it's going to put a premium on images and videos that are not AI generated. There will be a marketplace for those of you who are photographers or videographers. There will be a marketplace for non-AI images and videos that are taken in the real world. That marketplace will explode in the years to come. That's interesting to note. But for content creators like myself, when I'm illustrating a sermon or a lecture or a presentation like this, I don't need real-world photography. I'm just trying to illustrate ideas or to depict things visually or metaphorically. And so AI is really great for that. But note that I am not trying to deceive anybody about the fact that these images are AI-generated images. So the intention behind the person that's using the tools is what comes through. If you're getting AI-generated content from a person who has ethics, who has morals and values, who is pro-human, and who remembers their place in this universe, who remembers that God created us and we have to honor God and give thanks to God, then that person is very likely to use AI tools responsibly and in a way that is consistent with their values and morals. But relatively few people in society have those morals and values, and instead, they believe in exploiting tools for profit or for deception, or in some cases, for destruction. And so you are going to witness that element a lot this coming year and in the years after that. So I want to give you some tips, some guidance here as someone who is steeped in AI R&D, building an AI model, which is a store, an archive of human knowledge, and that's called Enoch. And that will be available at brighteon.ai starting March 1st. But I want to give you some tips so that you are not deceived by AI. Tip number one, when you see a video or you see an image, from now on, forevermore, from this day forward, you should ask the question, is this a real image? Was it taken in the real world? Was it something that, you know, actually happened? Or did somebody generate this? So this is the year when we can no longer believe our eyes. We can't simply just take it as a matter of fact that what we are looking at is actually real. So I did a song, by the way, I did a song called Where the Money Go, Joe. And Where the Money Go, Joe used AI to generate what were photorealistic scenes, but they were clearly fictional because I would have Joe Biden standing in a room with like honey dripping down from the ceiling or dollar bills flying around behind him. Things that Joe Biden would not actually do, right? So there's no confusion. And this is a hip hop song that I was creating the music video for. So everybody knows that that music video is fiction, right? So that wasn't put out there to deceive. It wasn't put out there to say, oh, Joe Biden actually was, you know, dripping with honey or what? No, that didn't happen. But there will be instances where you encounter people who are using it to deceive. So do not trust images. Do not trust videos by default. Now, this is on top of the fact that you should never trust the mainstream media anyway. You should never trust media images because, well, media photographers, they lie with real photos. They will show you one specific angle or they will leave something out. So the other piece of wisdom in all of this is that it's not just with the introduction of AI that people can lie with images. People have always been able to lie and deceive with images. They do it all the time in the mainstream media. You know, they'll show you a specific image, a specific scene, a specific angle. Or they'll take a picture of a Trump rally 2 hours before it begins and they'll tell you nobody was there, right? So they lie in all kinds of different ways. Even though it's a real photograph, it can still be a deceptive composition. And, you know, that's been true with Hollywood films for a very long time where, yeah, those are real actors and it's real cameras and real lighting, but the script is fiction. You know, it's a fictional movie that looks real. It didn't take AI to create it. It just took a producer and a cast and a, you know, a cinematographer and, you know, a lot of infrastructure. So AI isn't inventing fake videos. Hollywood's been doing that forever. Well, I mean, since the beginning of moving images called movies. But AI just makes those depictions now readily available to more and more people who don't have the budgets of movie studios. So that's why you're going to see a lot more, you know, fake videos, but also really funny memes. Like the Nancy Pelosi meme I just mentioned. I look forward to seeing AI videos sort of animating what would otherwise have been political cartoons or various memes. I think it'll be really intriguing and very creative, as long as we know that they are AI generated and not real. So another tip in all of this is to know your source. From whom are you getting your information? If you're listening to my podcast, you probably tend to trust my judgment, my values, and my morals. And that's a good choice on your part because I always intend to inform you honestly and ethically about what's happening in the world. Doesn't mean that I've been 100% correct in every story or every analysis or every prediction, because I haven't. But you know that it's coming from a place of authenticity and love for humanity and love for the truth and transparency. But of course, there are other people out there who just want clickbait, let's say. They just want clicks. They just want traffic. They just want views on YouTube. They don't care how they get those views, even if they deceive. They don't care. So if you're running around the internet just getting content from unknown people, beware. Beware in 2025 and beyond, because there are going to be a lot of unknown people who aren't even people. They're not even real. I've already encountered a lot of videos on YouTube that are AI podcasts or AI avatars presenting information, AI voices. That's become very convincing. And a lot of people have figured out they could just produce videos so they don't even have to talk themselves. All they need is a script and some images and some AI generators, and boom, they have a video, you know, and that video might actually be, you know, pretty compelling. And that's what they're doing. They're putting those videos out and deceiving people. So watch out for that. Another tip is to know the values of the people from which you are getting information. I sort of mentioned this, but ask yourself, the person telling you this thing, the person distributing this thing, are they an ethical person? Are they a generous person? Are they a compassionate person? Are they someone who is working in the interests of human civilization? Are they working to uplift people? Are they sharing knowledge? Or are they just trying to get clicks and trying to, you know, strong arm you or manipulate you or something like that? This is a key question to ask yourself about every source of information from where you learn something. What is their true agenda? What are they trying to accomplish? For some people, that agenda is just, you know, YouTube money, clickbait. For other people, it's to share a passion about something. Maybe people who believe in, let's say, the paleo diet or something. Maybe they're just really passionate about the paleo diet and they want to help people live healthier lives with the paleo diet, just as an example. Other people might want to share the word of God. And nothing wrong with that. And at least they're honest about what they're doing. Hey, I'd like to, you know, bring you closer to God. And would you like to learn something about the creator of the universe? You know, that's an interesting question to ponder. But then there are some people out there that just want to spread actual misinformation. Often those people are government people, FDA, CDC, EPA, USDA, corporations, pesticide manufacturers, vaccine makers, drug companies, you know, a lot of corporate interests in those areas. And they want to generate profits and they want to deceive, and they will use AI to try to more effectively market their deceptions. They will do that. And it will be convincing to a lot of people. And remember that a corporation is not a person. A corporation is not a human being. A corporation does not have the consciousness, the values, or the ethics of a human being. By definition, a corporation really only has the ethics of its own existence, and especially if it's a public company, the prioritization of profits. And smaller companies or non-public corporations tend to reflect the values of their founders and their managers and so on. But often, once a company goes public, it just becomes an endless pursuit of profit and greed at any cost. And we see that with big pharma. We see that with a lot of companies, pesticide manufacturers, etc. So this is a time when I trust information from individuals that I know and trust, you know, far more than I would trust information from a big, powerful corporation or even a corporate media giant like Associated Press. I don't trust them. Not one bit. Reuters, I don't trust them. Don't trust the New York Times. Don't trust the Washington Post, obviously. Don't trust CNN. Don't trust any of those. They're not people. They're not people. And they're corporations. They are mouthpieces of propaganda. And the people that do work there, most of them are bad people. They want to use their power to deceive. And they politicize and weaponize their power in order to attack Trump or attack America or spread lies that they know are lies or to push people to take vaccine jabs that harm and kill people, etc. So I don't trust corporate entities alone. I only trust people. And if there are smaller corporations that have good people behind them, I'm open to that. Yeah, no problem. But I don't trust big, powerful corporations and governments and government regulators. I don't trust any of those at all. And you shouldn't either. This is a time of great deception. And the worst deceivers will be the powerful corporations, the lobbyists, the governments, the industry groups, the big tech platforms themselves. They are deceivers. You know who does not deceive you? God. God shows you the truth. God leads you on a journey of pursuing the truth. So if you really want to move closer to truth, reject the things created by man, including, by the way, you know, the fake AI videos and all that nonsense, and instead find truth in learning about God, learning about humanity, learning about who we are and God's desires for us. Why are we here? What is the soul? What's the nature of the spirit? And why did God place us here in this moment, in this world? When you can begin to answer that question, then you've gained real wisdom and real knowledge at that point. So pursue that. That's definitely a pursuit that I share with you. And if you want to stay informed about my content, my interviews, my broadcasts, and so on, several places you can check. You can check my channel at brighteon.com. Look for Health Ranger Report or HR Report. I also publish Brighteon Broadcast News Monday through Friday. You can follow my church sermons at abundance.church. You can hear my music at music.brighteon.com. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com. You can follow me on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. Or you can follow me on X or brighteon.social at Health Ranger. And if you want to support us, shop at healthrangerstore.com. Find out about all of our high-density nutrition, supplements, storable foods, superfoods, personal care products that are ultra-clean, laboratory-tested, an amazing lineup at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. God bless you all. Be ready. It's going to be an interesting year, an interesting time for humanity. And know the difference between AI fakery versus God's truth. Thank you for listening today. God bless you all. Take care. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein. I put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested, but if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too, but it's made with organic coconut milk powder.
And then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent. And then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called organic golden milk superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. You know, there's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product. Available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version because the caps last much longer than the droppers, but you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like 6 bottles with caps right here, a 6-pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can, and when it's relatively affordable and available. We've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition we've got hundreds of different products to choose from, themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it, because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have a laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brighttown.com, Natural News, Brighttown.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brighttown.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brighttown.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.